FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is March 1st, 2016. Date after our leap day, which only comes once every 4 years. And hey, movement brewing, whether it's on the political front or the freedom front, if you're a worker, talking about recently passed right to work legislation. That means for those of you not in the know, pretty much you can get a job and not have to join a union, even if the union represents workers at that company. And the expert on that is you, Dave Bigo. Great to have you back on.
Well, thanks, Kerry. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you having me on.
Sure. So West Virginia passes right-to-work legislation, and it seems like it has fallen upon deaf ears. No notice, no mention, no nothing.
No, the media has been very quiet about it. And I think, Kerry, quite honestly, that's because the media is either afraid of the unions or, you know, philosophically in bed with them. And they don't want to push this right to work thing, which is a shame because, you know, in the last 3 years or so, we've had four states now go right to work, Indiana and then Michigan, which I was a part, and both of those getting those passed in both states, and then Wisconsin and now West Virginia. So we're over the 50%. Threshold.
Yeah, and that's not the end of it either, is it?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, people don't realize that states like Kentucky and Missouri are looking at right to work. And believe it or not, I've even talked to a couple people in Oregon, which is a very unionized state that have brought up trying to get it passed there.
Wow. So we could be, well, I would think that any state that that respects the Second Amendment probably is going to respect the First Amendment and your right to assembly and all that.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's one of the big things that's going on in this country now, too, with the unions. You know, they are in a they've been in a downward spiral for years, and they only represent 11% of the workforce and 6% of the private workforce. And they were in for kind of a death blow here with this case out in California, the Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association, where this teacher, you know, she just brought a lawsuit. She didn't want to pay union dues, and she was being forced to, or some type of union fee. And it looked like the Supreme Court was going to rule in her favor after hearing, I think it was back on January 11th, and the vote was supposed to be here the first week of June. And Howard, with Scalia's passing, that leaves the vote probably a 4-4 tie and would revert back to the Ninth Circuit Appellate Court, which held it, which found in favor of the unions. So from that standpoint, the unions won a victory, but they lost a victory in West Virginia.
Well, we're not absolutely sure, because if the decision was written and signed by the whomever was writing it for the majority and they signed onto it, then that's it. Case closed. So we don't really know, as far as the internal workings of the Supreme Court, which cases they were deciding upon were decided and which ones weren't. So possible, but probably not likely, that the case was decided already.
Well, that's right. And you're exactly right. And but one of the things that worries me, and I've talked to other people about this, is, you know, a couple of years ago, the Supreme Court had the opportunity to hear and rule on the neutrality agreement, which is what the SEIU wanted me to sign, which would have eliminated my employees' rights to a secret ballot election to decide if they want to be in the union and go to card check. And the Supreme Court could have really taken that up and eliminated that, which would have stopped forced unionization by the unions across this country. And they chose just to send it back and then not hear it. And I'm kind of afraid of something like that happening with this thing, Friedrichs versus the California Teachers Association.
It's possible. But like you said, unions losing their power, less and less workers being represented by them all the time. So, you know, it would be nice to just get the question resolved once and for all and get a final nail driven into their coffin, if you will. But the trend is the trend here.
Well, it is. But, and the thing I think that's going to help this trend is that union members across the country, Kerry, are getting tired of being abused by the union bosses and their dues money going to politics and other agendas they don't agree with. And then their pension funds and their health care funds being woefully underfunded because the money's going to politics and things. And I've got one that's in my book. Her name's Miriam the Mighty. She's out in California. And she has to belong to the SEIU because she works for the state. And her and a bunch of the members out there are... they've got a couple of lawsuits against the SEIU out there, and they've got a couple of bills that they're going to have introduced to get rid of the mandatory dues, or even that that they have to belong to a certain union if they don't like that particular union. And it's going to be interesting to see what's happening out there. We're seeing more and more of this across the country, and which I'll tell you what, from a financial standpoint, this could help the country. Not so much that people should make more money in that, but in many cases, what really hurts companies, and we just lost a couple of companies here in Indiana that are going to be moving to Mexico. It's not so much the wages, it is the low productivity rates. I mean, you can go someplace else and get something done with a third of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what you're saying is 100% true, because you have all these make work and all this inefficiency that the unions often build into the system to feather their own nests. And it really, it's destructive to the company. Often, I mean, you've seen so many industries here, Dave, go out of business. I think of the printing industry in New York. I think of the shipbuilding industry. I think of ports closing. So many different industries have just gone out of existence in this country. The auto industry, although let's face it, the auto industry was their own worst enemy in many respects, but definitely the unions were big time responsible for their demise. And the steel industry, and you just go down the line here, and all of these once great industries, once mighty industries, the one thing they have in common, almost all of them, is unionization.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen it firsthand because we've done business with GM, and we've done business with some of the steel industry and that. And we see how low the productivity rates are in that. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. We were actually doing a UAW facility here in Indiana that we took over the housekeeping and the general light maintenance, like changing light bulbs and air filters and stuff like that, from their in-house people, and they use their people, put them into the production plant. And so within a month, they came to us and they said, you know, you guys get more done in a day than we'd get done in a week. And these are the GM people.
Yeah.
And you remember the old saying, it takes three people to change a light bulb? Well, that's exactly true. I mean, we changed light bulbs with one person. They had three people, one person doing it, one person holding a ladder, and another person just standing by watching. And this is the things that Americans don't understand that's going on in this country.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I think of highway construction projects in Connecticut. In Connecticut, these guys just stand around all day. And all of their projects are way over budget, way over, you know, way out of schedule, take much longer than necessary. And it's purely a result of this unionized mentality. And there's no emphasis on the bottom line here. You know, I'll say one thing. Oftentimes I've heard people say in Florida, where I live, that they would rather deal with unions in New York than ununionized workers in Florida, because they felt that the, particularly the building trades, the unionized workers were much more productive. I think it's more of a cultural thing, honestly. But we see this all over the place here, just waste and inefficiency that's brought on by these unions.
Oh, yeah. And I think, like I say, going back to the membership, they're seeing this. And you know, you're actually seeing union members, like in Michigan, that are they're the ones that really got the right to work started there and laid some of the groundwork for it. And I think you're going to see more of that across the country because the union members understand what's going on. And they want to see this country, you know, become great again and do the right things.
Absolutely. So people want to get your book, Dave, or find out more about what you're doing, read your blog, where do you go?
Well, you go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com and they can buy my book there at a discount. And they can read my blogs there, or they can also get the book on Amazon.
All right. Excellent. And as always, you will find a link to Dave's site in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. We're totally outside the mainstream and proudly so, giving you the info that you need because things are changing. A lot's going on in the world that you need to know about, and the mainstream just isn't giving it to you. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter. Got one coming out real soon. And Dave, as always, a pleasure.
Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. And I'm going to be doing a blog on this movement by these union members in California. And that might be one that you might be interested in once I get that out.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Dave. And we'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care, Gary. Thanks.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.